The sponsor of the bill, Republican State Senator Mary Lazick, says it will level the playing field for school districts. She says under current law, districts are considered guilty simply because they have a Native American mascot. She says her bill gives them a chance to defend themselves.
This bill is not about racism. This bill is not about offensive mascots. This bill is not about non-offensive mascots. It is about due process.
But opponents of the bill call it an endorsement of racism. State Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee said the supporters of the bill don't understand the negative impact mascots can have on Native American children and their families.
If it's not okay for you to call me a nigger, and it's not okay for Chinese people to be called chinks, and it's not okay for gays to be called fags, then why is it okay for my brothers and sisters who are Native American to be called redskin Indians or savages? It's not okay, and it's all the same.
The bill will require anyone complaining about a mascot to gather signatures equal to 10% of the school district's student population before the complaint is even considered. Members of the Wisconsin Indian Education Association say passage of the bill won't end their efforts to eliminate the mascots and logos. The bill passed on a party line vote, with State Senator Dale Schultz, the sole Republican, voting against it. It now heads to the governor, who has not said whether or not he'll sign it. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.